Welcome to Shoujo, the anime podcast where I, Sarah, introduce my good friend Joe to Shoujo anime and thus introducing Joe to Shoujo. And Shoujo! Nope, I should have used hence instead of the, whatever.
Okay. Henceforth.
the brain, I'm feeling frazzled today. I just finished watching the episodes. Basically, I don't know if you saw on my Discord, Joe, but I had a car accident on...
Oh my god, I did not hear about this.
Saturday! Luckily, I'm fine. A few, like, nicks from my window glass busting in, but... Okay, and now Moxie the cat's here to help me be focused even more. It's so annoying. I was going through this like back road and this lady who had stopped at her stop sign, but I guess just didn't look to see if anyone was coming. Like drove in, you know, pulled forward as I was going and hit me on my driver's side door. Window shattered, freaking door doesn't open. And
yeah, I'm seeing the picture. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, as always, I'm never like, oh my god, that was scary. I'm like, oh my god, my car. Look what you did to my car. Why do I even have a car? This car's cursed or something. I had a lady, like 2 years ago, park into my car like an idiot.
What?
Why are there dumbasses everywhere? Yeah, she like, my mom was getting out of the passenger front door and this lady parked into the door as it was opening. She like hit my car door as it was opening, push it out, it couldn't close, freaking could have hit my mom. And it was like a empty ass parking lot, and like how can you be parking so fast that like it like makes
that's
the whole car
up.
Shake
yeah,
I'm like
that's bad.
Yeah, I'm a grudge holder, so you bet I remember her name, and now I'm going to remember this lady's name. Drivers of Austin are out to get my wonderful car, and I won't forget it. So now I got to deal with all that annoying crap of like, well, and don't worry, I got her on video admitting it was her fault, so I'm not going to have stupid-ass car insurance try to be like, oh, it's your fault somehow, even though it's clearly not. So I'm like prepared. Freaking.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep. So just got so annoying.
Well, at least you took care of it. Handled it like a pro.
Well, no, I cried.
Okay. I cried. You know, you did get hit by a car.
Because I had gone to meet my mom and sister for lunch, so I told them and they came and met. And then the lady asked my mom if I was a new driver. Oh, God. Because I was crying like I was 19 or something.
Oh.
I'll just take it as a compliment that I look young.
Yeah, you look young.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, and I finally settled. And I'm like I'm so tired and just like... that I'm like settling on a very basic name for this dog. I just couldn't exert the brain power to think of a better name. So her name is Pepper. I'm so basic.
That's cute, Pepper. Though.
I mean,
it's
know,
not like Spot
but...
or something, you know?
No, no. Yep. So got that settled. My new supervisor gone now, had a lovely week. She's great. Super excited. Had work interview yesterday, so I'm just work wise things are going great.
That's good.
Life wise, meh. How about you, Joe? Hopefully, you have a more positive.
Last weekend, I went to a wedding, this last weekend I went to a wedding in Louisville, Kentucky. So I had to drive down there, and I was like the DD at all of the events because I had a car.
Nice.
Which, it was fine. It's fine. It mostly just means I had to stay up really late, and then I had to ferry a bunch of drunk people home.
Oh, no. That was fine. Except I just, car,
like,
huh?
No. They didn't get that drunk.
Good.
Nobody was getting, like, sloppy. So it was actually, yeah, it was good. But it was a fun wedding. But clearly, like, I needed to catch up on some sleep. And I didn't sleep any more than usual. So I'm, like, dead today, even though I got 8 hours of sleep. Because I got really bad sleep this weekend.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like, the night before. Because, like, Saturday night, I got in at, like, 3:30 basically, and then I had to wake up at like 9 something, so I ended up
how long
up
was
like
the
10.
Drive there,
and then yeah, so the drive to Louisville from Columbus is like 3-4 hours.
God dang, man, everything's driving distance there. That's crazy.
Yeah, so
you visit like half the states in the country in the time it takes to drive anywhere.
That's
Texas.
True. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so
it's
nice,
like just going to Houston or something from
yeah
so dang. It wasn't that bad, but yeah, so that was good. Went to a wedding. I don't think anything about Louisville is particularly interesting, to be honest, but
okay,
I went there. So yeah, my eyes hurt.
Oh, no.
But in other news, I did watch something in between now and then.
Another Disney movie?
Of
a horrifying background? No,
we didn't do it this week because some of my friends were out. Instead, I watched Mobile Suit Gundam Wing Endless Waltz, the movie, the movie sequel to Gundam Wing, the worst Gundam so far, I thought, or like one of the worst ones. And the movie is, and Endless Waltz is very fun. It was good. They like spend a lot of time with your characters just being fun and like bantering back and forth. They kind of retcon some of the stuff that happens in the original show that makes it better. They just redesigned the Gundams with no explanation. They just look cooler now.
Just
even though
like
they're supposed to be
Park.
The same. Yeah, they're supposed to be the same models or like the same robots, but they just look totally different. It's great. So had a fun time. Much better than original Gundam Wing was. Still is a little, you know, not going for it in the way that I like Gundam to do, but it was a good time. It's a good movie. You know, it had fun with it.
Good. Well, I'm glad you watched something fun.
That's right. Now it's on to turn A.
Okay. I will say my mom just binged like all of the current Love Island season. So,
okay.
Look, if you just get started, you get hooked. So, yay, I've converted another.
Yeah.
So many.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. That's the only Love Island thing I'll say.
I just talked about Gundam. You can talk about Love Island. It's okay.
No, it's my whole personality right now is complaining about how hot it is talking about Love Island.
You know, when I was at this wedding, I was feeling like a real boring person because all of the people there, like, because my friend that got married went to like, they did like AmeriCorps and like all this other stuff. So, you know, a lot of their friends are like met in, you know, we all met in Indonesia or whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
So by comparison, I feel incredibly boring because I'm like, I don't, all the things I'm interested in, I can't just talk to these random people about. They're going to be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I felt like the most boring guy who's ever existed at this wedding. I mean, everybody was nice. Like, I don't think anybody thought that. It was just me being like, wow, I have nothing interesting to say.
Well, you think if you said to any of those people who don't know you, oh, I have a podcast, they're going to be like, oh, God, here we go with another like white dude with a podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I have to caveat that every single time. Like anytime someone learns I have a podcast, I'm like, oh, yeah. Ha ha ha.
God.
Yeah. But, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Better than all those other white dude podcasts.
Yeah. I don't just like get mad at stuff. We have a format. We have a format and we're very niche about what we're doing and what we're watching.
Incredibly. Yes.
So that makes it feel better. It makes it feel like we're not just doing this to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
We're almost done with Chihayafuru, but there'll be a third season that we'll have to come back to.
You might have read the episode title and thought, why did we watch 4 episodes? And the answer is because one of them's a recap episode.
Did you watch it in its entirety?
I watched it by skipping ahead 10 seconds very often.
Yeah. Okay. I did that a little bit, but I was like, oh, man, I'm like, because I just watched the episodes like an hour ago. So I was like, I got to get through these. So,
yeah, no, you don't, there's not really much to miss out on. So,
yeah. I'll take one filler episode a season of shoujo.
It doesn't feel like this has enough space to have this filler episode. That's so true.
I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, maybe they're mandated to. I don't know. Have like a recap for like all the people that missed
maybe
episodes or something.
It's just because everything happens so slow that's like, remember this happened like within the season you're watching? I know it feels like it's been an eternity, but
yeah,
in case you forgot.
It's a little odd to have it that way. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that, to be honest.
Well, I guess this will just be another outlier in our catalog here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything else or should we get into it?
I've decided who I'm going to marry in Rune Factory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, this is important business. So who are the candidates? Like, what are we, is there like one obvious one or is there like several? Like,
do they try to push you towards one?
Oh, okay.
Well, there's definitely like the benefit, right? Because it's like, you have to like spend time with them to increase like your relationship rank. And so obviously you're going to be higher rank with the people introduced into the game earlier. And like, I still haven't gotten the last candidate into my villages yet. And I'm like 55 hours in. So, but I think this might be the first one where you can marry any gender.
There we
okay.
go. Pride Month,
I think
baby.
I already ranted about the fact that you can play as a guy or a girl, and whichever one you don't play as is in the story, and people call them by that name. And so that means that whatever character I am, and if I played as a dude, the character I'm currently playing as would be addressed by her name, by character. So they have all the voice actors saying the name, the default name. So why wouldn't it be that if you leave the default name when you play that character, the other characters that they already have saying the name would address you, you know, instead of having the like dialogue and the silence when it's like your name, even though you didn't put a custom name in.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
That makes me so mad.
All right, I'm on the Rune Factory wiki. Who am I looking up?
Hi, the Oni God. Because he's like, right? It's like, ooh, he wears a mask. So you're like, when do I get to see what he looks like without the mask? He's hot without the mask on.
So your name's Kai?
Pretty eyelashes. Yeah.
This guy looks like
yes. He's the god of the underworld. Yeah. He's the Oni. He got big bats, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's like god canon, because it's like feudal Japan style, and there's like four villages, one for each season. And then there's also like a god for the heavens. And, Underworld. Yes. And so he's the one for that. But, and then there's like mundane, normal human characters. And then troublingly, a character that was a child in the last Rune Factory game is now a candidate in this game, which technically it's also like the community now is like first introduced to her as a child and now she's an adult and it's like, ah.
Uh-oh, who is it? I have a list of all bachelors and bachelorettes.
Hina with the hat.
Oh, with the
and
hat.
Ears. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she was like she's talking about my hero from when I was a kid, which is like the character you play as in.
Oh, she's got a tail.
That's. Yeah, there's like, I don't understand, super understand. I don't know. There's like animal hybrid people and then people and then, I don't know, people with pointy ears and people with normal ears. So I don't know. We don't super go into like establishing.
Who's this chick with a huge hat?
Huge hat.
Who's this chick with an enormous hat?
Who? What's the name?
I don't know. I'm just looking at wallpaper, Rune Factory 5 HD wallpaper.
Well, that's Rune Factory 5. This is Rune Factory Guardians of Ozma.
Oh my god. Guard Ozma. Okay.
I know. Why is it like Rune Factory 4, 5, and then this? And you guys have already heard me complain about why I can't
any big hats.
Like the big hat.
That's a downgrade. Ooh. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who had big hat. Oh, you're thinking there's like a witch lady in the last game. You're probably
her hat's
of.
Enormous. That's good. I think you should have a bigger hat. I think having at least one big hat character is good.
Crazy.
Hina has a hat, but it's like a tiny hat. It's like a it's like a porter's cap. She's gonna deliver mail or something.
So were you looking at the right person?
Yeah, no, I was, because I was looking at Kai romance. Okay. I'm looking at the romance guy, but it didn't say which game it was. Now I see that it does.
Okay.
I don't get to see his face though.
You have pretty eyelashes.
No, there doesn't seem to be a Kai face reveal. Dang.
Oh, dang. The internet's good about not spoiling it for people.
I don't see it.
And then there's one that's like a automata. Like, he's like a robot guy.
Okay. All right. I gotta see this guy.
His name is Choi Lang, which I like his name a lot. C-U-I-L-A-N-G.
Oh. Man, he's got a weird outfit.
And he's a DLC character. Yes. Him and Pelika are like the DLC candidates, which I'm assuming they're in the game anyways. Because like you build relationships with non-romantic partners, but you know, that's, I don't know what the benefit, because you can have them as combat companions. I guess that's the benefit.
Why would you ever talk to somebody if you weren't going to try to date them?
Because there's no like little cutscenes with them. Like there's no like friendship cutscenes, really. It's mostly just like combat stats, and like you can cook special dishes once you reach a certain rank with people and stuff. Yeah, I've already said this, but I think Rune Factory, I don't know why, because I've only played Rune Factory 4, 5, and now this one. But Rune Factory 4 was like incredible.
Rune Factory 4.
Maybe, I don't know if you'll
like
look
it. At this.
I'm like, I like, and then in that one, I married Dylas. And then we have he's like a horse guy kind of. So he's got like
horse guy. Okay. Somebody has like someone's got like a top hat.
A top hat. Oh, the girl. Like she's like a ghost girl kind of. Yeah.
Some girl has like a hat that's like, it's got like two little, it's like a witch hat, but there's two little sides of it. So it looks like it's got antenna.
You gotta say the names.
It's I don't know. I am just looking at pictures. So I can see is
should get Rune Factory 4 Special on the Switch if it's ever on sale. If it's on Steam. So this is a Steam summer sale right now. Have you gotten anything?
No, I've been extremely behind on all video games ever.
Yeah, I know. It's like Claire Expedition is like a little bit off. I'm like, it's not off enough to like incentivize me to buy it now before I like have time to play it. If it was like a huge discount. Or like Greedfall 2. That one's still in early access, but
I have like no, not gonna be good. I feel like somehow I have no time to do anything, and I don't really know why that is or how that is, but that's just how it is.
You have friends. You gotta cut it out hanging out with people.
I guess.
Take all your time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Did I already say this? I sang karaoke on a stage.
No, I don't think so.
Did I say this? Okay. Yeah. I for the first time ever last week, and I realized that I may think I know a song, but I truly don't unless I can hear the voice singing along on stage.
That's
pretty
normal, though.
Forgot that was a thing, or like the music isn't playing loud enough, so I like forget what the rhythm.
I feel like that's God, I feel like that's very bad. Normal. I wouldn't feel bad about that.
But this is like, it's like this dive bar, so it's like everyone's like a regular and they're all freaking incredible and singing like Broadway songs.
You just
I'm
need to
just
become
like,
a regular.
Oops, I forgot there was rapping in the end by Linkin Park.
Okay. You didn't remember that part?
Well, I don't know. Funny. Mike Shinoda, it's slow at least, but yep. Yep. And
that's
then
endearing,
I sang
though.
How Far We've Come by Matchbox. No, I don't think so. I'm just like pat on the back for even getting up there and doing it. That's
nobody cares. Like everybody's very chill karaoke. You get the idea when you go.
Like specifically the group I went with were all very good. All of them did like theater, or like one of them used to be a music teacher. So they're
that's
all really
they want to go
to
karaoke.
I was just like, I'll give it a go.
You know, you should take them to like a game cafe or something and just like destroy them at something.
I'm not even good at video games, though, Joe.
That's true. Or, no, what I am I good at? True. That might be true.
I'm not even good at arm wrestling. I don't even know how to arm wrestle properly, as I learned with Jenny. There's like proper etiquette.
You need to hone a secret talent so you can upstage everybody, like in secret, you know? That's good. You can get really good at Carta and then just do it.
Be like, hey, you wanna check this out? People, you beat me on your first try.
I'm surprised our game didn't get down to a 50-50 because it seems to happen so often.
Okay, yeah, good. Yep. Should be.
All right, yeah, we're like, look,
there's
in.
A payoff to the whole synchronization.
So here's the thing. We watched four episodes because one of them is a recap, and like these episodes are good. Like these are good episodes of television. I enjoyed watching these. Not that much happens, I feel like. I wrote down a lot of things that like I wrote down a lot of words here because there's a lot of like little asides and things like that, but not that much happens. So we'll see how long this takes. Let's get into it. So Chihaya Furu episode 16 is called Wait for the Emperor's Return. This is a recap episode slash there are some gags in it that we'll cover, but mostly it's just recapping the first 15 episodes of the season.
Kind of a relevant title, waiting for the show to return.
Yeah, some of these do have titles that seem relevant, but it's hard to tell.
Don't count on it.
Let's see. One of the first gag makes it like a pretty funny joke about how Kana only has three eyelashes, which I thought was funny. I thought you'd probably enjoy that because you always complain about how underdrawn she is. And Sumire gives her fake eyelashes, which is very funny.
Sumire to the rescue.
A couple other things. We learned that Nishida's sister likes retro because she says he looks like Johnny Depp, which is a funny thing, but it's also unfortunate name pull to consider now that we know who that guy is. That's unfortunate.
Even anime ages poorly in references.
That's not their fault. There's no way they could have known that.
No.
But yeah, that was just, I was like, let's see. We got another bit where Nishida tells the crew that the only confirmed couple in the show is his sister in retro, which is extremely funny. And everyone's like, oh, come on. Yeah. There's got to be side characters have girlfriends too. But they don't. Chihaya says she wants to date someone who's good at Karada, which Tai Chi and Tsukuba listen to intently. So I guess that Tsukuba's in is like going for, I don't know. I didn't even really get that because that's going nowhere. And then Kana says she wants to date somebody who knows how to put on a kimono, and Satomu and Nishida both like that because they both like her. I don't know. We've kind of like not done anything with that, but that's.
You can't do that to us, author. If you're not going to give us anything.
Is about them liking them or whatever. So those are the pairings. Anyway, that's basically the end of the episode.
Easy peasy. Now the shortest recap ever.
No thoughts other than the fact that like just coming out and being like, Nishida's sister and retro are the only couple in this show. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty sad.
At least they're acknowledging it. Yeah. Ugh.
Chihaya Furu episode 17 is called Gust of Wind. We open on everybody being wowed by our guest reader. Play starts and Fujisaki is pretty good. Also, Rion, who's playing Chihaya, is playing somewhat differently than the normal opponents as the OP plays. We come back to Shinobu, thinking that Arata really hyped up this match, but it's looking to be really boring. Chihaya's team is losing across the board. We learn that it's because their coach makes them work out a lot and do stretches and things like that. Rion keeps taking all two syllable cards on the first syllable, kind of like how the master does, because she has learned the reader's proclivities or whatever.
Chihaya is a dummy who can't identify her own play strategy in front of her.
She gets
the, like, senses thing. Eventually. Come on. Sorry.
Chihaya, you're fine. Bored, as do I, while the game keeps playing. the reader's reading is so good. Chihaya is able to visualize a forest. Her voice is so multicolored, but can reading cause colors? And Chihaya is like, oh yeah, I can sometimes predict what you're gonna say based on the intonation of how you're saying things and take cards early. I should do that. Shinobu thinks about this too and thinks that this reader gives away too much when she reads, which is why people like the guy who's the current master can do so well with her, and she hates it because Shinobu clearly is not that good at doing this. Or as good at doing this. We learn that Rion is in Class B. The reader thinks about her granddaughter and how she was kind of a prodigy, but she tends to lose focus halfway through matches because if the reader isn't as good as her grandmother, she gets distracted. This means that she'll probably never be queen. So this is probably her only chance at being a champion, which is kind of depressing.
Basically, because she gets, she gets the step in, like at whatever time works for her, not because she earned it herself. So yeah, don't whatever.
Yeah, this is like home field advantage.
I'm surprised we didn't get as much backstory as her on her as we do with some characters.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we kind of do.
Like glimpses. It's not like it drags on forever in a flashback.
That's true. Yeah. It's not as flashback heavy. People kind of just talk about her.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going bad. Chihai looks over at Kana and thinks about poetry. She tries to visualize the cards as the poems and manages to take a card one syllable early. Chihai tries to scoop a card her opponent is covering, and it looks like her hand gets crushed, but it turns out that maybe her hand didn't get crushed and she's okay. But we'll check back in on that. Tai Chi, meanwhile, faults. Also, it turns out Chihaya probably did hurt her finger, but like not in a way that we can easily recognize, because like it hurts, but it's not jammed. It's weird. She's like, I don't really know what's going on. She thinks back to when Kana said that it's good that their A's didn't get hurt, and she's like, well, so much for that.
Yeah.
Shinobu almost falls asleep and then sneezes on a guy. This causes one of the
disgusting
organizers.
Disgusting.
She like rubs her nose
why
into
anime
his sleeve.
Have to. Why is anime so into like displaying mucus? It's disgusting. I hate it so much.
Shinobu's such a nuisance in this in this season.
Only thing she has going for her is Karada.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not trying to get rid of her too. If that's the reason they're trying to get rid of the emperor, is that he's like a buffoon.
Like everybody hates the master because he's like annoying and doesn't do anything. And then Shinobu is like just a recluse that doesn't know how to interact with people and is also like very off-putting.
Yes.
Anyway, by sneezing, this causes one of the organizers to like notice that she's here, and she tells her that she's the queen, so she should sit up front. And then she gets dragged up in the front near the coaches, which pisses her off because she's like, I was going to leave, but now I can't leave because I'm in front of everybody. So this sucks, which is very funny. She vaguely recognizes Chihaya, but then Chihaya loses a card and she's like, whatever, nothing interesting going on here.
Yeah.
Ryo notices that Chihaya is slower and thinks that she might have actually hurt her earlier. Chihaya is able to start taking cards pretty easily, and she remembers back to one time when Dr. Harada said that getting hurt can sometimes affect the person who hurt the other person more than the person who got hurt. Mind games.
I'm sorry, I think Dr. Harada might be the character I am most similar to. Just like...
Okay, keep talking.
Yeah. But, you know, he's just like, take advantage of their, you know, like, don't get caught up by like feelings or anything. Like,
is that what you're like?
You know, I don't know. I just feel like everyone, well, he's like not emotional. He's like thinking around others' emotions or I don't know. I mean, I like that he's so nonchalant about, you know, like, look, I feel bad for hurting you. Good. Don't miss this opportunity. Never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Dr. Harada. I guess that's just what I'll say.
Yeah, it's good. Too bad he isn't in this season more. But yeah.
No.
Turns out that Rion gets in her own head a lot. Chihaya sends over the only one syllable card in the game, which is a big gamble and surprises everybody, including Shinobu.
It can't be true. They say... more one, maybe it's the only one syllable card she had, because I'm like, they talk about more one syllable cards later.
Well,
but I guess so it's because it's like as cards get taken out, then the other cards become one syllable.
It's the only one that's one syllable beginning of the game. Yeah.
Yep. Never mind. Don't listen to me. I suck today.
Anyway,
terrible comments.
You don't need to remember all the details. This is why I have the summary. Chihaya takes that one syllable card super fast, and Shinobu was like, wait, it is her, it's that one chick who takes one syllable card super fast. Chihaya, that's her name. So she gets recognized by Shinobu. How fun. Chihaya has
our
taken
queen.
Four in a row, and the rest of the team gets motivated to do better. Nishida thinks that they need to start contributing. All the guys stand up and take a break, and then they hype themselves up as we cut to credits.
Just, did they like practice this routine of like smacking themselves in the faces all at the same time?
Yeah, they all do the same motion. It's pretty goofy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do we think about, we learn what Rion's deal is. It's like, what if she does the Jihaya thing?
Well, she's the first year?
Yes.
At Fujisaki?
Maybe she's a second year, I don't know.
So far it's just the biggest, right? She has to have some kind of obstacle. And she was struggling at first, but now that she's injured, she just needs to learn to be able to just turn it on from the beginning. Not like get injured. And then that's like I have to work despite that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of like, I don't know, the hand pressing down on fingers like would be hard enough. I feel like it'd be more like the angling of your wrist under it. Like your wrists would be more likely to get hurt than the finger.
It's probably just like you're moving so fast that like having the tip of your finger get stopped and you just like jam the rest of it in there.
My arms are too like pop. If I try to play Karda like that, I'd be like, pop, pop, as I
like, oh yeah, I'd just be like smacking the ground and hurting my hands all the time. Like, there's no way I'd be able to do this.
Oh boy.
But yeah,
I guess tatsumi mats are, so I don't know, they absorb,
they're softer
shock.
But like, I mean, you're still smacking a surface
and they're like more like thick cards too.
Yeah, anyway, I don't really have that many other thoughts about episode 13 or 17.
Moving on,
episode 18 is called My Fear Is That You Will Forget. We open back up on the mat. Shihaya's mystery finger energy. What did I just say? Mysterious finger injury has motivated everyone into getting into the zone. They're all like, oh, Chihaya's hurt, so we gotta pick it up. Kana reads us this current scoreline. Chihaya is down by 6. Nishida is down by 3. Taichi is down by 4. And Satomu and Tsukuba are both down by 7. So it's looking real bad. Taichi thinks that his opponent isn't as good as Arata, but he's still pretty good. He realizes that he's been getting too many flashbacks this game, as he thinks about Arata too much, and decides that he's going to forget that and play for real now. And then he takes a card. This is very funny to me, to be like, I've been thinking too much about Arata. I got to stop having flashbacks.
I feel like the flashbacks between this guy and Arata is making me be like, Arata really is cute.
It's like, I'm just imagining.
Really the only three characters to get effort put into them.
I'm just imagining all last episode, Taichi's just constantly having flashbacks that you just can't see.
You haven't even played against Arata since you were children.
It's been so long.
You know how good he is.
Arata casts the biggest shadow ever on this show, despite minimal barely being
effort.
In it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, well. Satomu doubts that he can actually do anything to win his match, but he thinks he's going to try to surpass his expectations. Nishida is strategizing on which of his opponent's cards he should take. Tsukuba tries to focus on cards with his name in it and just make sure that he takes those. He gets a flashback where the team says those cards are good, and then he takes one of them from his opponent. So yay, Tsukuba scored a point. It seems like Chihaya's team is going to start making a comeback. Also, Chihaya has just won 7 in a row and has narrowed her deficit to 3. Rion notes that Chihaya is getting faster somehow, which we know is because she does better the later the match goes.
That just makes me think of the like Bleach where it's like, no, he's not moving faster, I've just gotten slower or whatever, with the season one like Renji Yakia.
Yeah. That's some good stuff. Mm. Some good one-on-one content. The blonde guy sees that Rion is starting to lose her lead and gets all huffy about it. He starts to think about how he chose to do Karda because he didn't want to sweat and he really values beauty. And you know who also plays beautifully? Rion, because he's in love with her. Satomu loses to this guy, making the score 0-1, and he realizes that the other guy doesn't blow his bangs when he's frustrated. It's when he's getting serious. So I guess he miscalculated, but also he wasn't going to win this game anyway.
Nope.
But he does go out first. Rion starts to get into the swing of things, and the reader tells us that she should be able to read her voice more like the master does. Chihaya remembers Kana's explanation for several cards right before both her and Rion take one. Shinobu is shocked because both of them took it a syllable early. So that's interesting. Perhaps a challenger is among them.
Mm-hmm.
Chihaya gets the card and feels her injury. Then she sees Shinobu and thinks that Arata must have sent her. I don't really remember why
jump
she thinks this.
Conclu- I don't know.
She's like, it must be him. I know it's him. I don't have any reason, but I know he must have done this.
Yes, only give credit to him.
Everything's about Arata. He does
nothing.
He's pulling the strings in the background. He's making the show happen. As she's walking back, she pats all the guys on the shoulder. Back in the side
which
room,
I'm like, what? All of them like are like, ouch.
I was like, oh, Chihaya.
Like, oh, like, got to touch. I don't know, like, except for Nishia, they all like hold their shoulder where she touched them.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it meant something real big to Tai Chi and Tsukuba, who are both in love with her. I'm sure Satomu just feels bad for losing.
I feel like, I guess you don't want to mess someone's hair up. I feel like that would be more endearing. You just get a little hair rustle.
Yeah,
but
a little too intimate.
Tai Chi's perfect hair.
Back in the side room, Arata goes to pee. He hears them playing in the final and waits around outside. In the third place game, all five games are neck and neck, apparently, and they're all trying to keep their heads in the game by encouraging each other, and Shinobu hates it. She hates that they're all encouraging each other. She's like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. We get a flashback of child Shinobu, and we learn that she was kept apart from players her own age because she would go easy on them, and their coach wanted her to be at her best, so she only ever played people that were older than her. And we get like a little scene where she's like playing another girl and their game is like apparently was close. But then she plays against an adult and the other girl sees that she was like holding back the whole time. I love how they draw a tiny Shinobu. She's just like a little.
Yeah. Blobby kid.
She's like a little blobby kid. Yeah. It's so good. She looks like she just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really sad.
Yeah.
Chihaya's game had another card they almost took at the same time, so one of the coaches volunteers to like referee their match, so he just like watches them play so he can call it. Both Shinobu and the Fujisaki coach are full focus on the game right now.
Well, the guy that's right, because each final game has their own little ref watching, which is nice. I'm like, now I could believe that he has thoughts in the match because he can actually see the cards on like everyone in the audience, but
right.
I think that's Morale, isn't it? Arata's like guy. I think so.
Oh, maybe. I couldn't tell. Rion thinks that she's never lost a match that her grandmother was when her grandmother was the reader. Back outside, Arata reveals that he sent Shinobu to watch the match because the only way they'll get more peers at their level is if they actively try to boost the people around them. Shinobu sees everybody in the room trying their hardest and her heart starts to pound in a weird-ish kind of scene.
Okay, I don't like the way they should have just done where like it's like her image is
like pulses, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah, and not like a weird color aura coming from her back or whatever that was.
So she's about to do like weird. A special attack or something. Yeah. Like, oh, it's kind of odd. Yeah. Anyway, she's starting to feel the spirit of camaraderie or whatever.
Hold strong, Shinobu.
This is the thing.
Don't get suckered into this sappy stuff.
No, we need Shinobu to like these people so she can go hang out with them when they go to Karada camp.
So she can be
season.
On the show more.
Yeah, she needs to go hang out with them and then she can like play against Satomu, but she's like holding back because she's like, oh yeah, that's right. I shouldn't just crush everybody. And then they like high five at the end or something. I don't know if I want that, but something like that, you know. We see that Tai Chi is still down by 5 cards and there's only 9 cards left. He's reset after early mistakes, but the remaining cards are all on his side of the board, so he can't get a lead easily. His opponent is confident and doesn't fault and doesn't seem to be tired at all. He's able to take his opponent's card out from under him by being faster. Then Tai Chi takes a card because Tai Chi is like, I gotta get my head in the game. Let's fucking go. So he goes. And he starts to do better. So it's like, it seems like Tai Chi might be able to start recovering. But then Tsukuba loses his match to his weird weeb opponent. But at least his opponent is at least nice about it. Anyway, this puts them down to 2 wins for Fujisaki and they only need 1 more.
I was going to say when the guy's like, oh, you were good enough to make me go into second gear. I was like, I don't know. This makes me think of one of the shows Joe watches.
That's like
something.
A One Piece reference.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he does like the weird. No, I haven't watched that gears. Much. But where he does like the weird thing. Yep.
Yeah.
No, it's like, what is the Ghost in the Shell second something?
Standalone complex, second gig.
Yeah, it sounds like that kind of
just
stuff.
Just like,
you know?
Keep saying words.
Absurd. Yes.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. So things are looking bad. But then Taichi tells Nishida and Chihaya that they're going to get 3 wins as we cut to credits.
Woot woot.
I like the Shinobu content in this episode because I like Shinobu. I think it's like nice to have a little tragedy that she never got to hang out with anybody. And that's also why she's standoffish and doesn't know how to get along. That's good.
Yeah, I do want to see her be like blush a little when like her and Chihaya talk about like the daddy bear Snowmaru stuff. Like, I do want to see her just like have a friend.
Yeah.
And connect on something other than Karada.
Well, and this is good because it's like nice. The only way she knew how to hang out with Arata was to ask him to play a game, and he's like, no, and that's it. She got nothing else in the tank. She's like, well, I guess I'm going home then.
It'd work with Chihaya. She'd play with you.
Yeah. But yeah. I need Shinobu to have friends by the end of this. This is what the show is really about to me.
Yeah. Shinobu's journey.
Yeah, Shinobu's journey.
But she's like the last boss, so they can't have her soften before that, unless that's like the strategy that's for Chihaya to win. Is that like, I don't know.
I don't want her to win by that, though. I want Shinobu just to make friends. I don't want her to get worse at Karada because of it, because I don't think that's like, I don't think the show would think that.
Or late. Yeah.
But yes, that part was good.
Yep.
They're down. I think I'm kind of agreeing with you that the show is better when we don't watch Chihaya's games.
Yes,
because that's going to be
more interesting,
especially true next episode.
Thank God this one doesn't dwell on it. Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. You want to get into the last one?
I think we should start doing it. Yep. I'm going to say.
What were you going
to
say?
These are so straightforward. No, I was just going to say we're going to need to, for season 3 for sure, do 4 episodes, I think.
Okay. It's not. It still takes me a long time to write.
I gotta stop. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm putting markers. Sarah, stop talking about not recap stuff right now.
Stop talking about how nothing happens these episodes. I wrote down 2,000 words. That's way less than like I wrote down for the Rose of Versailles for every 3 episodes. But, you know, it's still got to do that. But
that's right. You're the one doing. Never mind.
We'll decide. We might be able to do 4 next time because we need to do at least 1 more 4 and then a 3. But we should do the last episode. Episode 19 is called I Do Not Know Where This Love Will Take Me. We open on Satomu thinking that it's surprising that Taichi would declare that they're going to get 3 wins when he mostly never, like, talks up his game and always tries to let his actions speak for itself. But now he is. Maybe he's growing. And by growing, I mean, I need Taichi to start talking shit. I need some shit-talking Taichi. Throw some insults around, my man. The trash talk game in this show is terrible.
Well, I saw like trash muttering, like mutter under your breath something.
I know.
What? And yes. Yeah, that is a tactic we're not seeing very much.
Taichi takes another break and tries to come up with an optimal memorization strategy to beat his opponent. He tries to forget Dr. Harada's advice and aims for the card in the bottom right again, because he's like, I'm just going to hit that one. I'm just going to hit the bottom right and like mess with this guy. He gets lucky, and it turns out the card at the bottom right is the one that gets red, and he takes it. Satomu realizes that it's a multi-syllable card he sent over earlier and remembers that he told Taichi that his opponent always prioritizes covering cards, which gives like a slight opening because there's a bit of a delay when you cover a card to like go to take. Taichi takes a long time to decide which card he's going to send over, and his opponent seems to realize that he's being iced out. The next card is red, and his opponent hits his card in the lower right hand corner, which Taichi has taken twice in a row, while Taichi hits the correct card, leading to a double fault, which brings his lead down to 1. So he hits the wrong card and his opponent takes the right card, which is the worst thing you can do.
Yep.
So get wrecked, not Arata.
Yeah, whatever your name is, pervert.
Yeah, the guy who just like imagines squeezing boobs the whole match. I'm very glad to watch this man get destroyed. Taichi thinks that they've all played 5 matches today over the course of 9 hours. God, what a long day.
And so much.
And memorizing the field must be kind of hard at this point. Taichi's game is close, and we learn that Chihaya is just 1 card away from winning. We learn that Rion and Chihaya's match is getting so wild, they're both just kind of doing whatever now at this point. Like, we're kind of done with strategy here because everyone's just trying to go as fast as possible. Chihaya is on her last legs, but she takes the card and wins anyway, winning the match and bringing the score up to 2-1. Rion loses and Chihaya immediately falls asleep, like face down. So now it's down to just Nishida and Taichi.
No awareness for the stakes of the other 2 matches on your team.
On the floor.
My good lord. Ugh. Yep.
We check
Yay,
in.
Chihaya winning.
Yeah.
What a nice change of pace.
Point on the board. We check in on Nishida, and it turns out he's just really experienced and has gotten into the groove, so he's keeping it together. Taichi's opponent takes a card, so he only needs to win one more, while Taichi needs to win three cards. He thinks about this, about how this is their best chance to win as a team, so it's now or never. Both games go down to luck of the draw. It's 1-1. Somehow. Woohoo! It happened again.
Not our first rodeo.
Not our first rodeo. Both Taichi and Nishida have been coordinating this entire time to ensure that they both have the same card at the end, so they can win the 1v1. So we have learned from our match against Retro's team a couple episodes ago, and I like this. Pretty good. Pretty good setup. That's a good, I don't know, storytelling. Yay.
Payoff. Yeah, for the time we spent learning
so
all that
strategy. So much time
we
learned about this, and I was complaining. I'm like, this never happened, so who cares? But here we go.
Yeah. Yep, yep.
The Fujisaki coach realizes this and is like, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Kana thinks about the two remaining poems. The poem on Taichi's side is about a love lost, and Taichi hopes that Chihaya would wake up and watch him, which is extremely funny.
Stop putting that on him, Kana. Stop it.
This whole sequence is so funny. The Fujisaki coach thinks that their captain has good luck, so they'll probably be fine. But their captain is realizing that their opponents just synchronized all their cards and is like, uh-oh, I've been underestimating these guys. Retro sees this too and is like impressed that they learned to do this in such a short period of time.
How can he focus on their match when he's in a match?
I think his
he couldn't
over.
Possibly see their card.
Because, like, unless his went down to a 1v1 too.
Oh, that's true.
You know that it's the last card.
Well, we don't find out who won third place, I guess.
We don't. Who cares?
I'm guessing it's the ladies. No, it's probably the dudes.
I don't know.
Because we love Retro for some
reason. We love Retro so much. He looks like Johnny Depp. They should have a 50-50 chance, but no one has ever seen Taichi win a 50-50 chance before, which is so funny.
And he's aware of
and
it.
And everybody, including Taichi, does not think he is going to win this one. But he also doubts that he's going to be able to steal from his opponent. A dead card is read, and it becomes obvious that both Taichi and Nishida are trying to take from their opponent instead of defending their own card. Their opponents find this very weird, but it keeps happening after one more dead card is read. So there.
I don't know how bad his luck is.
Yeah.
Never bet on Taichi's card being right.
Very funny. So they're like all in on defending. And it doesn't seem like it's going to be possible to steal from these guys. Sumire yeah. can't handle the pressure and is like, I just have to trust in Taichi. My love, Taichi. Taichi thinks that he's unlucky forever. As he goes through the remaining dead cards in his head. He prays to God to let him have this one instance of luck as Chihaya wakes up and the reader reads the card on Taichi's side. Both Taichi and Nishida take the card and win, and Sumire starts cheering, but Kana quiets her while the reader finishes the second verse of the thing, of the poem. Then Chihaya tackles Taichi and Nishida, and the rest of the gang join in, and there's for a group hug. Mizuzawa wins the team tournament. Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! They did it!
How? Okay. Nope, I feel like I was going to say something. Okay, I don't understand. So does the reader just like stop reading when people slap and then resume?
I think she just keeps reading it, but like it happens so instantly.
Okay.
Because they probably took it on the first syllable, yeah. But like you have to say a whole line of poetry.
Yeah. I guess they just give us the dialogue between characters without that playing behind it.
Yeah, I'm Sumire though. I'm like, I don't care about this poem. I'm happy my boys won, you know?
Finally, Nishida coming through.
Finally, he doesn't blow it. God.
Yeah, man.
After the match, the Fujisaki coach says it's her fault for building such a technical team, which I don't really understand. The blonde guy is shocked to see that Rion is crying, but the coach tells her that no one on their team could have beaten Chihaya, so she shouldn't feel so bad. But also she can't just rely on her grandmother's reading to win. After the match, Chihaya remembers that Arata says he doesn't care about team games and is sad. But then she walks out into the opening or like the main room and sees Arata waiting for them. She asks if he was watching. Her team is now the best in Japan. She became the best without becoming queen. So don't say you don't care about team games, Arata. And then she starts crying and Arata just kind of agrees as we cut to credits.
He just like grunts in agreement. Multiple times.
He's just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look, we get our, we're going to get some, I'm sure, to be cut short, time with the Rana.
They're in the same room together, 6 episodes from the end.
Yeah, well, yeah, freaking Chihaya. Oh, I like the part where it's like, pretend all I am is ears and my one finger, and then like all her other fingers fade away. It's like she's flipping us off. Some got middle finger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there we go. Our ladies are injured.
Our
dainty lady hands.
Tai Chi finally gets a dub. Nishida finally gets a dub.
Yeah.
Hooray.
Tai Chi should just get rank A.
They should just give it to him.
Yeah. God, he's got to do a whole nother thing tomorrow. Chances his luck is going to work out? Ugh. Highly doubt it.
We need to have an episode where they all hang out this evening or something. I know we're not going to. I know we're just going to go immediately individual play because this is a never-ending sports anime, but I need them to hang out. I need like an entire 10-minute scene where Arata is in the room with them and talking to them.
Never.
But it's not going to happen.
I know, because it's like,
he's gonna be
the
like,
show is, makes you think that it's more than just a sports anime, but not really. It's just teasing us with the prospect of more and then doesn't deliver.
He's going to be like, I'll see you tomorrow and then leave. That's what we're going to get, like one minute of him being like, congratulations, Chihaya. I'll see you tomorrow. Out. And then Shinobu is going to walk by and be like, yeah, see you tomorrow, Chihaya, out. That's it. That's all we're going to get.
And then she's going to be like, oh, I can't play with my stupid finger. Yeah.
And that's why we have to have a season 3.
We can't have back-to-back victories.
Games really are better when it's not Chihaya we're watching. All of the best games.
Yeah, so you think with her being injured means we don't have to watch her play, but now remember a huge part of season 3 is the whole goddamn injury and overcoming it. I'm like, oh god, not looking forward
to that.
That's
like a whole thing? Okay, great. Awesome. Yes. All right.
Look forward to season 3.
Oh no. Okay.
But we're not done with season 2
we're
yet.
Not done with season 2
so
yet.
At least we get to watch our other characters dying in Chihaya's absence.
Oh my god. Yeah, we oh boy, man. But yeah, so far the best match is this season, I think, is Satomu's match where he takes from his, that's still the coolest thing that's happened, where he takes from his opponent in the 50-50.
Yeah.
That's cool.
50-50s, man. This team is riddled with them.
The only thing that ever happens.
The stakes must be high.
So that was cool. And then what else cool happened? Oh, the part where Tai Chi gets retro to fault. That was good, too.
Yeah, that was good.
It's all 50-50s. That's the only thing that ever happens. You're right.
I mean, I guess it's easier than explaining. I don't know. But they love explaining all the, like, specific match situations. It'd be nice to have us get to the point where one of our characters, like, plays against someone and they know that they're going to beat them, but they can also appreciate that this person will then become a better player. Like, they the turn to be like, ah, yes, this person is a threat in the making. But that's what happened with Tai Chi, with the boob guy being like, I underestimated him.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Pales in comparison, Arata, double. Yeah. That's what happens when you date a freshman and you're a senior, and then you also fantasize about your coach. You lose.
That's, yeah.
How about that?
It's a team of losers. You guys are just born to be losers. I'm sorry. Well, I still don't. The thing is, I still have no idea. I have no idea what's going on with Nishida. He just wins. Why does he win this match? Why did he lose last match? What happened?
Because he's a guy and both their girls are hurt. So he's got to, you know, man up for them or whatever.
Oh, no. He is that guy, though. He is so that guy.
Season 1. Ugh. Man, what happened?
What happened to him?
Ugh.
Man. Well, I don't know.
At least it came down to the original 3 members of the Karada Club. To bring home the wins.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, yeah. We got 6 episodes left, which means we're going to watch 3 and 3. And then we're done with season 2.
Yeah. Yes. So
2 more weeks.
If you guys are still hanging on, if anyone's left.
I mean, these were good episodes. Like, the thing is, like, these were the most, like, the hype sports anime I've gotten so far, where it's like, yeah, you want to see this guy win. Like, I'm not really even noticing how long these episodes are.
Yeah, And I know it's like, oh, Sarah said this is one of her favorites, and she's like shitting on it constantly.
I'm still not quite seeing that, especially when you're like, I'm tired of watching Chihaya. I just don't care.
It's my favorite bingeable anime, and then Cardcaptor Sakura is just my favorite anime. And then now I'm afraid to cover that. And then you go, and then I'm going to be, oh my god, is it not that good? My favorite anime?
I'm not saying, I haven't said Jihai Furu is bad, okay? I had a good time here. I just don't think it uses its time effectively. And it kind of isn't selling me what I thought it was going to sell me, which is like, I want the romance between the boys. You know what I mean? Like, I want them to be like fighting for her affection. But Arata just love. Isn't in yes. the show. He just isn't in the show still. He still isn't.
Mm-mm.
We're almost at season 3 and he's barely here.
Well, maybe one day he'll be a character.
Maybe one day he'll be a character. I mean, we gotta like
opening. I didn't skip the opening on one of these, and I was like, yeah, it really implies that there would be more like love triangle tension than there is. It's just like a given. Chihaya's in Arata, and then he's like, he doesn't have to spend time with her now because she's going to be hanging around forever. And then Taichi, it's just like, should just give up.
I just don't know how you come away from this not just feeling bad for Taichi the whole time. Because, like, he's doing his best, man. He's doing everything. He's trying to do his best. He's unlucky. He never gets, like, what he wants. He never, like, he's always coming out at the short end of the stick. It's like,
He might usurp Ayane as my favorite side character of the shows we've covered. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, maybe. He's such a cool guy.
I love Taichi so much. Yes. We'll see.
I need who is that? Should we have like Taichi and I'm trying to think of someone from Angelic Lair who would be like a Taichi, but I don't think they really have one. No one's cool enough for that.
The guy who thinks he's cool, freaking swoosh hair.
The guy who's kind of a love interest, but not really.
Ojiro.
Yeah, Ojiro. So Taichi, Ojiro, the one you just said.
The one I just said?
Ayane. And I don't know, who else is kind of like Andre are all, now he's actually the love interest. Who's like an actual side guy?
Freaking Kento. Frankini.
No, I'm talking about, I need someone from the Rose of Versailles.
Freaking Girardel.
Oh. Girardel.
Girardel.
Girardel. They can all hang out. No, yeah, Alon should hang Girardelli. Out with them. Alon and Taichi. But they get along. Nah, Alon's too bro-y.
No. I feel like no guy. Yeah, he's going to be like, look at this sissy man. Looks like a girl.
I don't think he would say that. That movie Alon would say that.
Yes, that's true.
I feel like
depends which one we're talking.
They should have.
I did read an article. Okay, because you don't check our YouTube, but we had like, and good thing I'm like a community manager, so I'm like used to dealing with punk ass people. And then I like respond with grace so that they can't like whatever. We have some person like being like mad that we were kind of like. down on the movie, and they were like, this is a better representation of the manga, and this is blah blah blah, and it's the anime that's different, and this and that blah blah blah. And I was just like, oh, you know,
I mean,
it's nice, thanks, because it was like a long ass message with
this.
A bunch of context.
I need to see
you
this.
Probably should, because he's gonna be like, you should have done more research before you talk. And I just said, we just discuss what we watch and not external things, because we're watching what we are anticipating our viewers or listeners to watch. So we're not going to consume and talk about things outside of what we.
That's so funny.
Dated we're going to or something. Yes, it's on. Yeah, it's on the movie episode. But and if you're listening,
the movie episode on YouTube,
probably not. But yeah, the Rose of Versailles. Video. I can send you a link to it. Which it's like, hey, at least someone listened enough to get so worked up.
I mean, listen.
But
the thing is that we watch the show. We're not doing like in-depth research on this stuff.
Yes.
Which, you know, I get that. Like, if you do that,
that's
I understand.
Not what our show offers. There are shoujos that will offer that, but shoujo is more of like consuming it. And like, obviously, Joe is the one who's being more contemplative of things, but like, we're just enjoying the content, giving our thoughts, and not putting so much pressure on it. So that's not what shoujo is. So if you want like a more analytical, true to manga format, I'm sure there's one out there for you. All right, did you find it?
I'm fine. I'm reading it. It's basically saying that, like, okay, so the 97 was significantly different and people didn't like it as much, which is so odd.
I liked it. And I did read an article saying, like, yeah, the anime is much better and the movie didn't allow. And then, like, singing our way through plot so that we didn't get to fully explore characters, like, develop, you know, whatever. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get this. Like,
we stand with the show.
No, that's the thing here is that, like, this is probably correct. Like, I believe, like, I'm reading the manga and, like, I believe that the, I don't know if I'm going to agree with this. Because the thing is that. If it's a better, it might be more accurate, but it's not as mm-hmm. good. Like, it's just not a better, like, retelling a thing in a different format may not be better. Like, it may just be one of those things where it's like, maybe you should have just not translated this into a movie in that case. Because, like, the movie is, I don't think it's good even without the show.
It's like getting wider audience interest. You know, maybe, you know, like, maybe it's not as consumable for people if you stay as true to the content, but this way you're getting more people to experience the general story and characters that the original creator made.
I mean, what this is like, I feel like, so I'm reading the manga and I feel like what's going to happen here is I read the manga and I'm like, yeah, it's more like the movie. I think it's the parts I've already read are different enough. In terms of, like, subtle stuff, like, it's very clearly, like, Marie Antoinette is, like, not up to it. Maybe we can have, like, a whole side thing about this, but, like, I would say, like, small details this commentary is pointing out, like, Oscar plays the violin, not the piano. It's like, I don't care about that stuff. That stuff doesn't matter. Like, yeah, that's, okay, cool. Then she can play the violin. Like, I totally get it. But those are, like, kind of details that, like, I don't latch on to stuff like that. Like, I don't latch on to lore stuff. I don't care about, like, you know, the things like that or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I get it. Like, you know, this is a movie that, like, people care about this
series.
Did
I respond in a professional way? Or am I embarrassing the shoujo?
No, I think that's good. Mm. Yeah. It's like one of those things where it's like, I understand that you want to, like, rep the thing because you want them to make more. Like, I would like this to be popular and them to make more. And so, like, I totally get being like, oh, you should, like, you're dunking on the movie. But, like, the thing is that that's how I honestly felt about the movie either way. Like, even if I didn't see it, even if I didn't watch the show, I don't think I would still like it. I still hope they make a TV show. Like, I hope it was popular enough. I mean, nobody really cares what we have to say on this podcast anyway. This is not going to affect anything. This video had 20 views. So, like, I don't think this makes, like, what we do really matters all that much.
Don't out us.
I don't think all that really, what we do really matters that much. So I wouldn't take that personally, but, like. Yeah, no, I want them to make more. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Rose of Versailles. That was good. The movie was, there's some stuff in the movie that was like, okay. you can't just tell people to read the manga first. This is one thing. You can't just tell everyone to go read the manga, which is, like, not easily accessible. Like, I had to buy a bunch of books in order to read it, as opposed to just streaming something off of a platform. I think it's unrealistic. I mean, I understand that for most stuff, like, the original version of it is better to be like, oh, you should go read, you know, the manga for this, which is, like, kind of the same as, like, instead of watching this Marvel movie, you should, like, read the comic run, which is probably true. It's probably better. But, like, that's not how we're going to experience it. That's not how most people are going to experience it. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep. Long ending there. Not about this show. But
look at us. See? If you leave
comments, that's good.
Preferably positive comments.
This isn't
or thought provoking.
I didn't read this as negative. I don't read this comment as, like, being negative. I read this as, like, trying to add context and it's a little bit more confrontational, maybe, but, like, I was not taking this personally.
No, yeah. I mean, obviously, they just are super into the manga. And yeah, I don't know. At least someone that invested in the series gave a try for our podcast covering it. So I'm like, victory! Someone definitely listened to our coverage of it.
This one comment, this one part of the comment says the TV show is not the Rose of Versailles. It's a man's ego trip. That I'm going to be really interested to see what the manga is like, to see if that's the case, because I think the TV show makes some better changes.
Yeah, I feel like it's more progressive.
It's not even progressive. It's just like more coherent as it's more coherent as a TV show.
Yeah. I don't know. Oscar felt like a stronger character in the show than in that.
I'll finish reading and then I can have actual
the time restraints
advice,
but yeah.
Or not advice, actual takes on it.
Well, it's also like the manga kind of was changing as it was going. So it's not like what was thought originally is what it ended up being. So like there could be some possible if I had known Oscar was going to start strong as the main character, then I would have, put more blah, 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 yada, yada. But yeah, whatever. Lots of stuff out there that's good. That's like, the guy who made it sucks, but we're not discounting those, right?
What?
All or nothing?
What are we talking about? I don't think the guy who made
he's talking about the director.
Well, they're just saying they're talking about the
because we liked the show once it got to the stuff that guy was doing, because it was like up to episode 19 it was fine, and then it was like,
I mean, and like that's just changed about tone and stuff. I mean, again, we might have just liked that version better because we like that story better. I have no nostalgia for this series I saw for the first time, so I don't have any particular allegiance. So
nope.
But yeah, anyway, that's it. Yeah, that's all I gotta say.
Anyways, yes, but yes, so we'd love to hear more from you guys via YouTube comments, Instagram comments, or DMs. Leave a comment on Spotify, or most ideal would be a written review on the App Store, which, I don't know, the world values Apple's stuff, and so leave it. I don't even use Apple, but I signed into my old Apple account to leave us a review myself when we first started. So even if you just have an Apple ID thing floating around somewhere, or is that too whatever? Nope. Joe, talk. Stop me from talking.
What did we learn this episode?
Pack tissues. Don't slime a man's
don't
shirt.
Don't just sneeze on a guy and then
disgusting.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Bring your own tissues. Okay.
All right. Please do. Yep. We'll catch you guys next week. And I look forward to hearing our bonus episode. No rush. Excited to hear it whenever.
Yeah, it'll be coming out soon.
Cool. All right. Bye.